Begin the current daf, Masechtas Kedushin, daf Nun Aleph. Begin on the bottom of daf Nun Mebeis, two lines up in the bottom of the Amud. But the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf. That is, we had learned in the Mishnah that if someone gets engaged to a mother and daughter, or two sisters at the same time, said the Mishnah that none of them are engaged. So the Gemara asked, where do we know this halacha from? How do we know that you're not engaged to either one of them? So Rami Bachama said, that's based on the Pasuk where it says, V'isha alachesa leisikach litzra, when you have two sisters, you cannot take them to be rivals, which the Torah is telling you, if you're taking them at the same time to be rivals, then there's leisikach, then there's no likuchim, there's no kedushin that's going to take effect. Now, Rava said you can't say that's what the Pasuk itself is talking about, because later on the Pasuk says, v'nichrusu nafashas so'esis mekarav amam, that whoever does this gets karis, but if you were never engaged to any one of them, even if you have beer with both of them, but that's just like an act of his nose, and it's not considered achayis ishtoi, it's not your wife's sister, because none of them are your wives, so then you wouldn't get karas. So rather, Rava explained, the pasuk is talking about when it was consecutive, when it was one after another. Then you get karas, if you're married to one of the women, then you go out and you, quote, marry the other one, you have be with her, that's of course achayis ishtoi, and you're going to get karas. However, the halacha of our Mishnah was based on the halachic principle of Rava, which is Rava says, whenever you can't have something bizach or zeh, if you can't have it consecutive, which when you have two sisters, you can't marry one then the other one wouldn't take effect because that's a chayis ishtoi, then afil bavas achas enoi. Then what that tells you is that neither does any of them take effect if it's simultaneous, if it's happening at the same time. So that's the halacha of the Mishnah. Because the pasuk tells you can't have one after the other, if you're going to try to do them both at the same time, neither one of them is going to take effect. And that's why if you're engaging a mother and daughter or two sisters at the same time, which consecutively it wouldn't work to have both of them, so neither one of them are going to be engaged at the same time. Now, it's that halacha that the Gemara discusses now, gufa. So we quoted before, and this was introduced by Rava as a way of explaining Rama Bachama's interpretation of the halacha of our Mishnah, that Amar Rava kol she'ein b'zeach or zeh. Whatever the halacha is, when you can't have it one after the other, afil bavas achas enai, then even at the same time, none of them are going to take effect because you wouldn't be able to have both one after the other. So now when you're doing it at the same time, neither one could take effect now. Now it's on that halacha that Eisvi Abaya. The Gemara asks many questions, starting with this question of Abaya from the following brisa as we continue on top of Nanal v'Manal. The brisa says, Hamar b'maiser. If someone increases his tithes, which is if someone has a certain amount of produce or money, so he has to take over a tenth of that, which is called Meiser, and separate that as for the halacha of Meiser Rishon, going to the Levi, Meiser Sheni, which the person needs. Now, if this person takes off more than a tithe. He actually takes off, let's say, a fifth. So let's say he counts 1, 2, 3, 4 chulin, which is the part that I'm going to end up taking. And the fifth one he separates to the side to be Meiser. So instead of taking off 1/10, he's actually taking 1/5. And he's taking that for Meiser. Says the Braisa, Peroisa Misukanim. So his produce, those first four ones that he took aside for himself, they're rectified. They're taken care of because you took a tenth, you took a Meiser, you actually took even more than that, you took a fifth. But definitely included in that is four. You could have taken off even 9 and then take off the 10th one. But instead, after 4, you went and took off the 5th one as, quote, Meiser, which is not really a tenth, it's actually a chaymish, a fifth. So the payers are good, but umaisris mukukalim. The problem is the maiser, let's say this is maiser rishon going to the levy, that maiser is ruined. The reason being is because in that maiser, you're having a mixture of tevel and maiser mixed one with the other, thus making that whole pile, one pile of tarubis that are forbidden, that are considered tevel. Now the reason for that is because when he counted off 4 to chulin, he should not have taken from the rest of that pile the fifth one as Meiser. Rather, he should have taken off half of that fifth one should have been Meiser. Instead, he took off a full measurement as Meiser, meaning as separating for the Levi, that fifth one. Now, the problem is that the halacha of Meiser is specifically a tenth of the produce is what has the halachic status of Meiser. Now, it turns out that when you took a fifth, so basically, half of what you separated from Meiser is not really Meiser, because Meiser is only for the tenth of the produce. Here, where it's actually a fifth of the produce, the remaining 50% is Tevel. And therefore, that Meiser is forbidden to anybody until you go ahead and fix that Meiser itself, because half of it's not really Meiser. You said, oh, this is Meiser. It's not Meiser. What's it being Maaser? It's only Maaser a tenth of the produce. You took it for a fifth of the for a fifth of the produce. Now that's not going to work. It's not meiser. It's tefel, because it's not even on the receiving end, which was separated for. It's what you're separating of. Now meiser itself doesn't need a meiser separated from it. It is the meiser part of it. But here it's not meiser. Now that's the halacha of the brisa. Now Abai is asking if Rabbi's halacha would be correct that whenever it's einu bezecher zeh, if you couldn't do it subsequently, then at the same time, it also is not going to take effect. So therefore, as Abaya, v'amai, so why does the Braisa say that peiresim mesukanim, that at least the produce, those four that were taken to the side, which was what he wants to keep for himself, not the maisa. That's okay. He only said that what the problem is going to be is the maisa itself is going to be messed up. But the peiris that he set aside for himself is going to be okay. But the question is, why? Why is it that we're going to at least calculate according to the four that the meister will take care of them, but neimar kol she'ein bezecher zeh, but you should say this halach of Rabbah, that whenever you can't do one after another, in other words, if let's say he had taken off a tenth of those four, or whatever it is that he was separating for himself, and then let's say he would take off, when you do two tenths, you end up with a fifth. So let's say he would have taken off a tenth, which would be an appropriate meister, and then he would take off another tenth. There would be no shame of meiser on that second time he's separating, because again, meiser is only a tenth, it's not a fifth, that you can't take more. It's not called meiser. So therefore, it wouldn't work then. So then even when it's at the same time, when you're taking off a fifth, because you're doing a fifth in one shot, when you count four and you take off the next one as, quote, meiser, instead of taking off a tenth, you're taking off a fifth, that shouldn't work. So why are you saying peiresim mesukanim according to your explanation of if it can't work subsequently, then it doesn't work simultaneous. But here we're seeing it's working simultaneous, even though bezach hazeh wouldn't work. So Malaysa, Rabbi says to Abaya, Shani Meiser. The halach of Meiser is different, because the isei lechatzoyim. The halach of Meiser, you could separate in halves, and as he illustrates, he says, Di'i amar tiskadish palga dechitze. If he would say that I want half of this kernel of wheat to be sanctified in Meiser, kacha, it would have the sanctity of Meiser. Now, therefore, what Rab is explaining is, therefore, when he separates, actually, like in the case of this Brisa, more than the measurement of a tenth, he actually ends up taking off a fifth, you calculate the Meiser according to every wheat kernel, according to the calculation of how much the exact tenth is. In other words, you could say that all of that fifth, in that accordingly, proportionately, in every kernel that you took off, that how much correlates to what's really the tenth is in each kernel. So therefore, yeah, the meiser, what you separate, is going to get messed up, because, okay, so then the other half of the kernel is tevel, whatever it is. But the point is, when you're taking off that fifth, you're right, a fifth of it is not really the meiser. But how's it fixing the pairs? Because in that fifth, every half of that kernels that are there are going to be the tenth. And that's how you could have all of that being used as meister for the peiros. But in contrast to the case that Rabbi was explaining from the halacha of our Mishnah, when there's two sisters, you can't say that, okay, so each one will be proportionately creating a kedushin, because you can't be mekadosh half a woman. And therefore, that would apply to the halacha of Rabbi that we're applying, Rabbi's applying to our Mishnah, where kol she'ein b'zecher zeh, since you can't marry one sister and then the other one, so afal b'vasachas einu, so therefore at the same time it's not going to take effect. But meiser is different because, in a sense, it could be b'zecher zeh. Because if you would do half, and then you would take off a tenth, but only you would say only half of those tenth, and then you would take off another tenth, so those two halves of those tenths would be a real whole tenth. So you're also b'vasachas, it could work, again, not because you could take off a fifth, but because in that fifth, it's only half of those kernels that are going to be, which is really going to be the tenth, which is what's fixing the pairs. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. So, Meiser Dagan, you explained how it works, Bavasachas. But Vahari Meiser Behema, but there's another halacha of a tithe, which is a person's flock. He has to take off from the firstborns of, he has to take the new animals and collect them in the corral. And then the animal comes out through a narrow opening, and the tenth one gets marked with a die, and that one is the halacha of Meiser Behema, which gets brought up to Yerushalayim, where the Lekha Lechatzayin, there you can't say the answer you just explained for Meiser Dagan, for the Meiser of a person's grain, because there the halacha is, when you count nine animals coming through, then you cannot take out two after that nine, and say that, okay, half of each one of these should be the 10th one, as if each one should be half. That doesn't work. It has to be the 10th one coming out. He's the one that becomes the Ma'isa Behema. So, again, you can't give the answer you gave before at Ma'isa Daka. And moreover, V'leke B'Zachar Zeh, there also the halacha is that you can't do a Ma'iser one after another. In other words, once you call the 10th one 10, when the 11th one comes out, you cannot call the 11th one 10, and it's not going to be sanctified. So there's a halacha of it's not B'Zachar Zeh. And yet V'amar Rava, and the Girsa that's brought on the side, that this actually Rabbah himself, the V'amar Rabbah said, Yotu Shnayim Ba'asiri. If it happens to be that they squeeze through, they make it very narrow, the only one could come out of time, but ends up coming out, two of them come out as the 10th one. Now, V'kara Nasiri, and he calls them both the 10th one. So the halacha is that Asiri ve'echad asam aravan zebezeh. So essentially you have the 11th and the 10th are mixed together. In other words, one of them is really the 10th one, but you don't know which one that is. The second one, since you called it the 10th one, has halachic status as a carbon shlamim, which has similar halachas as the Meister Behema, how that's brought as a carbon. Now, the reason why that is because this 11th one, whichever one that is, we don't know which one's 11th, which one's the 10th, is similar to an 11th one that you call it after a 10th one, where if, let's say, a person made a mistake, as we'll see shortly, the Gemara will quote this, that if you call the 10th one by mistake 9, so then when you have the 11th one, you call that one the 10th, the halacha is that it's brought as a carbon shlamim. Here also, the 11th one, whichever one is the 10th, it will be the meiser. Whichever one's 11th, which we don't know which one it is, will be a carbon shlamim, because this essentially is the same thing as an 11th that's being called 10th after a 10th that was called a 9. Now, you have these two that are mixed together. So the halacha is that you have to let them graze until it develops a blemish. And then you bring an animal of chul, and you say whichever one it is that will be shlamim will be deconsecrated on this animal. And then you bring them as carbon shlamim, and the two of them are eaten by the owners, because both these, the 10th and the 11th, whichever one is the 10th, 11th, are suffic meiser. And the halach is, it's meiser behema, which develops a blemish, are eaten by the owners. That's the halacha of Rabbah. Now, over here, which as we said, it's not bezachar zeh. You can't call a 10th one, after you call a 10th one 10th, you can't say the 11th one should be the 10th one. You can't do it one after another. Yet, over here we see by the halacha of Rabbah that when you call the 10th one 10, that you can't sanctify the 11th one at all, yet when they're coming out at the same time, then you say that one of them will be the 10th one to exempt all the 9 that came before from the halacha of separating Ma'isa Behema. They're good, they're kashered, you already took off the Ma'isa Behema, even though, you don't know which one it is, so you'll eat both of them with the suffix that maybe it's the Shlamim one or maybe it's the Ma'isa Behema. But one thing you see that even though it's not B'zachar Zeh, but B'vas Achas it is working. You said, like by the two sisters, since you can't engage one sister, then another one, so when you're doing it at the same time, neither one of them are engaged, yet here we see clearly by Ma'isa Behema, although you can't sanctify one Ma'isa Behema then another one afterwards, yet when they're happening at the same time, it is working. So I think my answer is Shani Ma'isa Behema. No, that's also different. The type of the animals is different, the Isei Betois, because it does apply to be able to have Zachar Zeh, and this was what we had just quoted from before, when it's done in error. In other words, if there's a mistake regarding calling the 10th one the 10th one, then we find that it's still going to be halacha of Ma'isa, and moreover, we'll actually see that the 11th one will have a certain sanctity, and that's why in our case, when they're coming out at the same time, we have this dispensation that it will work, because we see that there are exceptions regarding the halachas of the 10th one and the 11th one. That's why it applies when they're both coming out at the same time. It doesn't have the problem of kol she'ein b'zachar zeh, because there is a way of having b'zachar zeh by ma'isa behema when it's done b'tois. That's not, like we learn in the Mishnah Masechtas Becheiros. The Mishnah says, Kara l'tshi asiri. Let's say a guy made a mistake, he's counting 1, 2, 3, he's getting distracted, and he calls the 9th one the 10th one. Then he's like, whoa, did I call that the 10th one? Ulasiri tashi. When the 10th one comes out, then he calls that one the 9th one. Now, since he called that one the 9th one, because he called the 9th one the 10th one, now ula echad asir, now when it comes to the 11th one, which is coming after the 10th, he calls that one asiri, because again, he had just called the 10th one the 9th. So says the Mishnah, shlashtan mukudashan. Actually, all these three animals have sanctity. Where at the end of that Mishnah teaches, so what do you do with all these three? The 9th one, you wait till it develops a blemish and you eat it in its blemished state. The 10th one, that's really the 10th one, is brought as the Ma'isa Behema. And the 11th one, which you ended up calling 10, is the one that's it's brought as a carbon shlamim. And they're all learned out from Sukkim over there in the Gemara. Now, therefore, just like over there, that it takes effect when you do it in error, so too over here, when the 11th one comes together with the 10th one, so it doesn't create a deficiency in the 10th one being called the Meiser Behema. And because as we see that you could have it in the case of when you didn't call it the 10th one, it's still going to be considered the Meiser. And the 11th one will have that sanctity because you called it the 10th one. So here also, when it's coming out at the same time, it doesn't have this problem of Kol She'ena B'zeach HaZeh B'Vasach HaZeh. But in contrast, it's again what the Gemara had brought this halacha of Rabbah originally on the previous staff regarding Kedushin, where there is no such halacha that in error it will work to have B'zeach HaZeh. You can't have two sisters when you thought she wasn't the sister. It doesn't make a difference. If it's a sister, it's not going to take effect. So therefore, b'vasach hasaini, that's the halacha of our mission that's saying, so therefore it doesn't take effect at the same time ever, but ma'aseh behem is different because there is an exception, and that's why b'vasach has, it could take effect. But the Gemara continues asking on this halacha of Rabbah. But harei taida, you have the halacha of a carbon taida, which is a carbon that for Thanksgiving, if someone crossed the ocean or went through a desert and they survived. So you bring a carbon taida. Now specifically we're talking about with that carbon, you bring what's called lachme taida. Certain breads, 40 breads, four different types, 10 of each, that are brought with the carbon taida. The lesser betoy, so we're going to show that all the answers we gave previously don't work. Where, so we said by Maisa Behema, didn't have the answer of Maisa Dagan, so then we said, but it had its own exception. Now the Gemara is saying, by the lachme taida, the lesser betoys, we're there, you don't have what we just explained for Maisa Behema, that, oh, since it works by mistake, b'zach hazeh, so therefore, b'vas achas, it could work. By the lachme taida, you don't have that. So in other words, if let's say a person slaughtered a carbon taida on 40, the 40 chalas, the 40 breads, and he intended it to be for black, and it turns out that they were white. In other words, it wasn't those that he had intended when he brought the carbon to be for those types of breads. They're not going to take effect. As the Mishnah teaches in Masechtas Nazir, what's called hektish tais, if you are made an error in what you were being makdish. Bishame says it's hektish, but Basil says it's not going to be hektish. So regarding the lachme taida, if you were makdish by mistake, let's say the wrong types of breads, it doesn't take effect. So, and moreover, it's not something that could work one after another. So in other words, let's say he slaughtered regarding 40 breads, and then he said, I want it to work for another 40 breads, meaning for both of them to be sanctified. That halach is that they will not be sanctified. Because the carbon taida needs 40 breads, as the Gemara says in Masechtas Menachas, Ayin Vav Men Aleph. And moreover, when you slaughter the carbon, it sanctifies physical sanctity on the breads at that moment, where the Gemara there teaches, because it says in the pasuk Karbanei Al Zevach, which teaches that the bread does not become sanctified unless you have the Zevach, the Zvicha, the slaughtering of the carbon, because when it says Karbanei Al Zevach over there, the Gemara there teaches as Tomat the bread, because the pasuk says, Achalas Lechem Chametz Yaakov Karbanei, that carbon is referring to the breads, al zevach is regarding it gets sanctified when you slaughter the carbon. So when you already sanctified 40, the next 40 will not take effect. So you don't have b'zeach hazeh, and you don't have the concept of even b'ta'u, so it doesn't take effect when you made a mistake. And yet v'itma, still we learned, toida shenishchata al shmeinim chalas. Regarding carbon toida, that was slaughtered on 80 breads. In other words, he brought 80 breads with him to be brought as the lachme taida when he's slaughtering the carbon taida. So we have machlekes. Chizki Amr, he says, Kachila arban arban mitaych shmeinim. So 40 of the 80 breads will take effect and will be sanctified, and he'll fulfill his obligation of the carbon taida. Now the Gemara there explains how do you eat it, which 40 of the 80, but it's only 40 of the 80 that it's going to take effect on. Rabbi Yechonam, he says, he disagrees. He says, no, that you're not going to fulfill your obligation of carbon taida because not even 40 of the 80 are going to be sanctified, are going to take effect. Now, the Gemara's assumption now is that they're disagreeing in Rabbah's halacha. In other words, Rabbah who said, whenever you can't do one thing after another, in other words, you can't do 40 breads and then another 40 breads, so therefore, bevas achas eino, so therefore, even at the same time, neither of the breads are going to take effect. Which, that sounds like how Rabbi Yechonon was understanding. Therefore, none of the breads are going to be sanctified. But the Gemara's question is from Chizkiah, who he obviously holds that it does take effect at the same time. In other words, one of the 40 from the 80 will be sanctified. Even though Bezach that wouldn't work, but Vavasachas it does, one of them will be sanctified. Which, the reason why the Gemara is asking from Chizkiah, versus Rabbi Yechanan, because Chizki was Rabbi Yechanan's rabbi, as we learned in the Gemara Sanhedrin, and the Gemara in Eirvin, there, as we see, he's his rabbi. So therefore, that's what we're asking from the primary opinion, which says that it will work, Bavas Achas. That refutes Rabbi's halacha. So the Gemara says, no. Lavit Malah, didn't we learn regarding this Machlekes Chizki and Rabbi Yechanan, that Amr B'shu ben Levi, he said, Hakal Maidim, everybody agrees, Kal Hecha da Amar Kachila Arbar Mitoich Shmainim, wherever the person said that I want 40 out of the 80 to be sanctified. In other words, he was saying clearly, my intention is only to sanctify 40. And the reason why I'm bringing 80 to the Azara is for responsibility. In other words, if something happens to some of the breads, that I have more just in case they get lost or they become tummy, that the rest can take the place. So everyone agrees in such a case that Kutch, of course the 40 will be sanctified because he's only sanctifying 40. Moreover, the other way around, if let's say he says, Lo yikachu arbam elam kin kachi shmainim. Let's say he says, I only want 40 of them to be sanctified if all 80 could be sanctified. So in other words, he's clearly saying, and we check him out, where we make sure that he says that his intention is for all 80, then everyone would agree that actually loikachi, that it would not be sanctified, because exactly like Rabbi's halacha, since bezach hazeh wouldn't work, you can't sanctify 40 breads and then another 40 breads. So everyone would agree, says the Gemara, that bevas achas einoi, it would not take effect at the same time if he's trying to mekadesh all 80. Not only would all 80 not work, even 40 of the 80 wouldn't be sanctified. Now, loy nechliku el bestam. There mahol machlikus was, when he comes, he brings 80 breads, no one asks anything, he slaughters the carbon tithe, and he leaves. Now their machlikus is, what do we do now? He brought 80, well, you can't bring 80 breads, what is the halacha? And that is what Mar Saver Chizki held, Lachrais Kamachavim. No, the reason why he brought 80 was because of responsibility. He never had intention to bring more than 40, and therefore 40 out of the 80 will be sanctified. Mar Saver the carbon God the Kamachavim, but Rabbi Yechanan held that no, his intention was to bring one big carbon to bring 80 breads, and his intention was on all of the 80 breads. That's why it's not going to take, none of them are going to be Kaddish, because since he's trying to be Mekaddish, all of them, that's the halacha of Rabba, which everyone agrees to. Even Chizki does it, just he holds that that's not what the person's intention is. Since it's Bezach HaZeh, you couldn't do that to have 80. So Bevas Achas Einoi, therefore neither of them are going to take effect, not even 40 of them, because Bevas Achas Einoi, since you couldn't do it, Bezach HaZeh. So that's, the Gemara has resolved, and it's not difficult, the halacha of Rabba itself. But what the Gemara does ask, going back to the discussion of the previous daf, the Rava Lama Leilishnuye, why did Rava feel compelled to explain previously that the interpretation of our Mishnah, why is it when someone is Mekadosh two sisters at the same time, that they're not going to be engaged, Kiraba, like Rabba's halacha, because since you can't do it one after the other, so when you're doing it at the same time, neither of them are going to be engaged, ask the Gemara, typically, it should be enough for Rava to say that neither one of them are going to be engaged, even if you're only engaging one of them. In other words, let's say you're engaging two sisters, but you don't say which one of the two sisters. Rava holds that none of them are going to be engaged, even though he's only engaging one of them. Because Kedushin She'ein Mesurin Labiyah Ninu, because it's a halacha of when you're being Makadosh, a woman, that you can't consummate that relationship with cohabitation. The reason being is because you don't know which one is the wife and which one is the wife's sister. Now, as the Gemara will shortly quote, we know that Rava's opinion is that Kedushin She'ein Ruin Labiyah, when you have an engagement which you cannot consummate with the Bia, because you don't know which one is really the wife, is not Kedushin in the first place, as I learned from a Pasuk. So that's why that's the reason of the halacha of the Mishnah. When you engage both of them, forget about it because Rabba's halacha, because, oh, you can't do Bezach HaZeh, so Vas Achas Einoi, very simply, you can't have Bia. You don't know which one is the wife and which one is the wife's sister. So that should be enough. Why does it have to come on to Rabba's halacha? So the Gemara says, you're right. Ledvar of the Rami Bachama Kama, as it was actually quoted on the previous daf, Rava's interpretation was only to elucidate and to clarify Rami Bachama's interpretation. In other words, Rami Bachama that had said that you know this halacha of our Mishnah, that you cannot engage two sisters at the same time, and if you do, neither of them are going to be engaged from the pasuk of Lisikach Litzror. So that's what Rava told him. He says, no. You can't say that's what the Pasuk talking about, that it was at the same time, because as we had said, the question on that was because the Pasuk later on says V'nichrusu, there's going to be Karis. And there's no Karis if the condition never took effect. Rather, Rava told him, he said, look, explain the Pasuk when you're going to have Karis for Achis Ishtai, when it was one after another, when you first got engaged to one sister, which is a condition, and then the other one, that's you're going to get Karis for that other sister. But then, you'll know the halacha of our Mishnah, of Bevas Achas, that neither of them will take effect from the halacha of Rabba, which Rabba had said, because since you can't be Zeh HaZeh, so afil bevasachas ena, that none of them are going to take effect at the same time. But you're right, says the Gemara, Rava himself doesn't need that. He was just explaining for Rama Chama, even according to your interpretation, you have to say it this way, based on Rabba's Svara. But Rava himself could say very simply, since it's a Kedushin, she'ena misrun labia, because which one is the one that you're getting engaged to? Even if you say that whatever is bezach or zeh, bevas achas would take effect, so one of the sisters would be getting engaged, but which one? You don't know which one. And since you don't know which one, you wouldn't be able to have beer with her, because you might be actually your wife's sister, because either one of them might be the wife, and then there's karas, so you can't have beer. So that's why it's not going to be a kedushin. As the Gemara quotes now, this machlaikis. Itma, we said, kedushin she'ein mesurin labia. Regarding kedushin, which cannot lead to cohabitation. In other words, let's say, similar to the halacha of our Mishnah, if you got engaged to one of two sisters, but you didn't say which one it's going to be. Now, you can't marry any one of them because maybe that's a chesishtai. So we have a machlokes regarding that kedushin. Abaya ama have a kedushin. Abaya says, okay, but you made a kedushin. You won't be able to move it to the next level of nisuin. You can't do bia, but kedushin it is. And therefore, let's say you would need a get if she wants to move on to marry someone else. Rav Amalai a kedushin. Rav says it's not even a kedushin. Now Amar Rav said Barahina Asberly, this chacham called Barahina, he led me to understand to bring me a proof from the following pasuk in Devarim to my halacha, because the pasuk says Ki yikach ish isha, when a man will take a woman, which as the Gemara taught in Daf Beis, that the word kicha ki yikach is referring to the kedushin of kesef through getting engaged with money, as we learned a kicha kicha from Stei Efren. So it's talking about kedushin with money. You're engaging one of the women, uva Allah, and the next word in the pasuk is, and that you'll cohabit with her, which is telling us that, yes, the kedushin has to be able to lead towards bia. So therefore, says Rava, kedushin amasurin labia, have a kedushin. Kedushin that could lead to cohabitation, meaning you know who she is, you can have bia with her, that's a kedushin. Kedushin she'in misrun labia, I'll have a kedushin, but kedushin that cannot lead towards bia is not going to be a kedushin, and therefore that's the source for Rava's halacha, where, again, he could say the same thing as the halacha in our Mishnah, since you don't know which one it is, you can't have bia, so it's not going to be a kedushin in the first place. Now, on that actually, the Gemara asks on Rava from the halacha of our Mishnah. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, hamakadosh isha ubita. If a man gets engaged to a woman and her daughter, a isha v'achesa, or a woman and her sister, ka'achas, simultaneously, it sounds like from the halacha of the Mishnah, it's only over there that eina mikudashis, that neither one of them are going to be engaged. And it would sound like that, because since you can't do it one after another, as actually Rav himself had brought the halacha of Rabba to illustrate this halacha, so therefore when they're doing it at the same time, neither one of them are going to be engaged. Now, so therefore the diak, the inference that is being asked over here, it sounds like, ha'achas me'isha ubita, but let's say he didn't engage both of them, because both of them, that wouldn't work b'zachazah. But let's say he would engage only one of these two, meaning he goes to a woman and her daughter, and he says, one of you are engaged to me. Oy mi isha v'achayis, or goes to two sisters, he says, one of you are engaged to me. It would sound like from the halacha of the Mishnah that mukadeshes, that then one of them would be engaged. Because only when he's telling both, I want to engage both of you. Nah, that wouldn't work b'zach hazeh. But one of the two, it would work, because it's not marrying a woman and her sister, or a woman and her mother. So then it would be engaging. V'amai, but according to Rava, why kedushin she'imus ruin labiyaninu? But this is a kedushin that can't lead to bia, because yes, although you're only engaging one of them, but you don't know which one you engage, and therefore it might be the other one, and you might be engaging when you're having bia with the erva. And yet still we see from the halacha of the inference of the halacha of our Mishnah that it's going to be a kedushin. So you have to do Rava, that refutes Rava, who said when it's kedushin she'in misrun labiyah, it's not a kedushin. So amlacha Rava, Rava would respond to you, that definitely sounds like a question on me, but al-tamech, according to your reasoning that you hold kedushin that's not misrun labiyah is kedushin, ema seifa. Look at the end of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah quoted an interesting story. It said, Ma'isa b'chamesh nashim, there was an incident with five women, u'behen shtei achayis, and amongst these five women, there were two sisters. Now, v'likit echad kalkala shalteinim, then there was a man that took a basket of figs, and v'shalehen ho'isis, actually was the women's figs, but this man took this basket of figs, and v'shal shviyis ho'isa, additionally, it was actually a Shemitah year, and that's the figs that he took from them, which the Gemara later on will explain the halachic relevance of this, the particulars of this story. Now, but V'amr, he said to them, and we're just taking for granted that what he was being makadosh them with was valid for him to use as kedushin, And he said to these five women, "Harikulchem mekudashes li bekalkalazu." He said that all of you are going to be engaged to me with this basket of figs. Now, and one of the women received it for all of them. Va'amr chacham, and the sages said, "Ein achayis mekudashes." The sisters, they're not engaged with this basket of figs. Now, the inference is, achayis hu de'ein mekudashes. Only the sisters are not engaged. Hanachriyais, but the other women that are unrelated, that are there amongst the five women, are mukudashes, they are engaged. So says Rava Hechidami, what is the case talking about? And that is, if you would really learn it, that it's like the words of the Mishnah sound like, that he said, all of you, then how could it be that the other women are going to be engaged? But kinei at v'chamarhu, this would be similar to a case of when a person tells to someone else, I want you and the donkey to acquire this gift. Or let's say a similar type of example would be if, let's say, he gives a gift to someone that's born and to someone that wasn't born yet, that's still a fetus. Now, when you do that, the halacha actually is that you and the donkey does not work for the person, just like it doesn't work for the donkey. Or let's say, just like it wouldn't work for the fetus, it wouldn't work for the one that's born. And the reason being is because he's giving one big gift. And since a donkey cannot acquire, so therefore the person also cannot acquire because it's contingent one or the other. You and the donkey, you and the fetus. Now, therefore the question is, says Rava, here also, when if he's saying kulchem, he's saying you the foreigners, you the unrelated women, and the sisters, all should be engaged to me. Now, that's like saying at v'chamar. Now, just like it wouldn't work the kinyan for the chamar, it's not going to work for the person. Here also, since it's not working for the sisters, it's not going to work for the nachrius either. So how are we saying there's only the sisters that are not engaged to this man, but the nachris are? So Ella rather as a ketinam talmud beis says Rava, lav de amalahu achas mekem. Doesn't it have to be talking about? We didn't say all of you because that wouldn't work. Rather he says one of you. So now it's no more a case of at v'chamar because if he's engaged to this one, he's not engaged to that one. So the fact that he's not engaged to the sisters is okay. That you'll still be engaged to the nachris. So but the case has to be talking about where he says to one of you. And yet, says Rav Avakatani, what we learn in the Mishnah, in Achayis Mekudashes, that none of the sisters are going to be engaged. Why not? Didn't he say one of you? Now, you could engage one of the sisters, because you're not engaging both of them, and yet we see that neither of them are going to be engaged. Why not? Because they're not Mesurin Labiya, because you don't know which one it is. And it might be the Achayis Ishta, it might be the sister of you really, who's really the wife. So, says the Gemara, L'Rava Kashi Resha. According to Rava, the Resha of our Mishnah is difficult because it says Isha Ubita, which is sounds like only because we're engaging both of them. But if you're engaging only one of the two of them, that it would be Kedushin. That's difficult according to Rava because that's a Kedushin She'in Mesurin Labiya, and the Mishnah is telling us it's Kedushin. But Labaya Kasha Seifa, as Rava responded to Abaya, the Seifa is difficult to Abaya because as Rava had proven, the Seifa has to be talking about when he says one of you, because it can't be all of you, because then neither of them, none of them would be engaged, not even the Nachrius. And from the fact that the Mishnah is saying the Nachrius are engaged, must be where he's saying, I want one of you to be engaged. And yet still we see that even though it's one of them, none of the sisters are going to be engaged, must be because it's a Kedushin She'en Mesurin Labiya, which is not a Kedushin. So the Gemara says, you're right, the Mishnah definitely is difficult according to either interpretation, either from the Resha of the Seifa. So therefore the Gemara says, Abaye Matar Tzlatameh, Abaye will resolve and reinterpret the Mishnah according to his opinion. And Rav Matarz Letameh, Rav will explain it according to his opinion. As the Gemara explains, Abaye Matarz Letameh, Abaye explains according to his opinion, again, who he holds, Kedushin She'en Mesurin Labiya, even though it's a Kedushin that cannot lead towards cohabitation, it's still considered a Kedushin, meaning at least out of doubt. He explains the Mishnah as follows. Hamakadish Isha Bita, he keeps the Resha as it was. If someone engages a woman and a daughter, a Isha V'Achayse Ka'achas, or a woman and her sister simultaneous, so Eina Mekudashes, they're not going to be engaged. Again, as we said, because since Bezach or Zeh wouldn't work, you can't do a woman and her daughter. So when you're doing it at the same time, neither of them are going to be engaged. Now, Ha'achas Mi'isho Bita, and this was the question Abaye had asked on Rabbah, the inference of that halacha is, but if let's say he was engaging only one of the woman and her daughter, or the one of Mi'isho V'Achaysa from the woman and her sister, that Mekudashes, then there would be Kedushin. Again, that's Abaye L'Shitasai, because even though it's Eina Ruin Labia, it's still going to be a Kedushin. Now it's on that that the Seifa of the Mishnah is going on, which again we had asked a question from that Maisa B'Chamisha Noshim on Abaya. So now that's how Abaya reinterprets, and he says, the end of the Mishnah is coming to say as follows. But V'im Amar, but if the man says, Only the one that's fit to have cohabitation with me should be engaged to me. Oh, then in Mukadashis. If he said that to the one of the two sisters, or the one of the mother and the daughter, even though when you don't say anything, they are engaged, because again, as Abayit said, it doesn't have to be Kedushin Masurin Labiya. But if he specifies that the Kedushin should be for the one that's Roy for Bivami, then none of them are going to be engaged. Because, yes, none of them are Roy Labiya, because you don't know who's the one that you really married. And that is what the Mishnah is coming to teach in the Seifu, Maisinam B'chamash Nashim. That's the incident that happened with the five women. Which, Ubehench, the Achayas, and amongst them, there were two sisters. Velikir Echad Kalkala Shaltainim. Now, this man went and gathered the basket of the figs, and he gave it to one of these women to receive it for all of them. Lamani said, Huru'uili mikem tiskadishli, and this is where the words are changing according to how Abai is reinterpreting it. He didn't just say to all of you, because then according to Abai, that would work. And that is not kulchem, but in other words, here the way he's interpreting is Huru'uili mikem tiskadishli. He said that the one that's fit to me from amongst you should be engaged to me. Again, meaning Rav had said it obviously can't be Kulcham, because that would be Atva Chamar. So he said it must be one of you. So he said, one of you, then why wouldn't any of the sisters be engaged if you don't need Kedushin Masurin Labiya? So then Abai is saying, you're right, you don't need Kedushin Masurin Labiya. If it was Achas Mikem, then of course, then we would say they're all engaged, meaning out of Safek. Here he didn't say that. He said, "Haru'uy limikem tiskadishli," that one of you that's fit to be with me should be engaged to me. Ah, v'amr chacham in achayis mekadashis. That's why the chacham said that none of the sisters are going to be engaged, because he specified it has to be haru'uya, but and none of them are going to be ru'u, because we don't know which is one of those, and since it might be one, so the other one, neither of those sisters could have bia, but the other ones that are fit to have bia with him. So therefore, they will have that suffix of Kedushin, and therefore they're going to be considered Mekudashes, and therefore that's not difficult, the Seifa on Abai. Nothing more tells us, so to Barava Mataritz, he also explains the Mishnah Litame according to his opinion. In other words, when the Mishnah said in the Resha, which was the part of the Mishnah that was difficult on Rava, when it says that he engages the mother and daughter, or the two sisters, Ka'achas, as one, it's not to make the inference, oh, but if it was marrying one of the two, then it would be Kedushin. Rather, he learns the Mishnah by saying as follows. It actually was teaching his halacha. It was saying, HaMakadosh Achas Me'isha Bita, if someone gets engaged to one of the two women, that's one's a mother and one's a daughter, Oy Achas Me'isha Bachesar, or one of these two sisters, Nase Kemisha Kiddush Isha Ubita, Oy Isha Bachesar Ka'achas. What the Mishnah was saying is that becomes as if he was trying to engage both the mother and the daughter, or both of the two sisters. And that's why the Ein HaMukadash is not going to be engaged, again, because actually Rabba Lishitasi is actually learning that's the halacha of the Mishnah, and that's why the Mishnah is not difficult anymore. It's actually not talking about engaging both of them. It's one of the two, but it's like you're trying to engage both, and the reason why is because it's Kedushin, She'ein HaMasurin Labiya. Since, although you're only engaging one of them, but you don't know which one it's going to be, so you won't be able to have Biyah, that's exactly what the Mishnah is teaching, according to Rabba's reinterpretation, that's why it's not going to be a Kedushin. And that's what the Mishnah concludes, Amay Sinami B'chamish Nashim. That's the story of the women, of the five women. That Ubehem Shtei Achayis, amongst them, there were two sisters. V'liket Echad Kalkola Shal Te'en V'Amar. Now one of them gathered a basket of figs, and he said to them, Harei Kulchem, that, and this is the way it's read according to Rava now, Harei Kulchem, behold, all of you, meaning the ones that are unrelated, V'Achas Mishtei Achayis, and one of the two sisters should be Mekudeshesli B'Kalkola Zu, should be engaged to me with this basket. On that, v'amar chacham, that's what the sages said. And again, this is reflecting on how he's learning the Resha of the Mishnah, where it's one of the two sisters, that in achayis mekudashes, that the sisters are not engaged, neither one of them. Because again, when you, it's not a kedushin misurin labiyah, and therefore it's not a kedushin at all. Now, what's resolved over here in the way it's being reinterpreted now is, although originally the Rabbi said you can't not learn in a case of kulchan, because that's going to be a case of at v'chamar hu, which, again, that was Rav's question on that, originally of the case conceptualization of Kulchem. The reason why it's not Ad V'chamar here is because the reason why none of the sisters are going to be engaged is only because of doubt. We don't know which is the one that's engaged, because he says all of you and one of the two sisters. Now, had we known which one of the two sisters it would be, she would be able to merit her Kedushin. Now, that's why the Nachrias, the unrelated women, are going to be considered engaged, because it's not Ad V'chamar. Ad V'chamar is where they cannot be kind of at all. a donkey can't have a kinyan. An embryo can't, a fetus can't have a kinyan. So then the other one can't have a kinyan here either. But here where one of the two sisters could have the kinyan, it's just you can't because you don't know which one it is, and hence it's not going to lead to bia, and that's why it's not going to be kedushin. That will not cause that it will not be able to have a kinyan for the nachrias. Now Rashi points out, why did Rava have to say this? That it's kulchem va'achas mishtei achayis. Why didn't he just say, when, as he had originally posed the question to Abaya, that it must be talking about a case of achas mikem, that it's one of you. And one of you, therefore that could explain his halacha, how he's explained the resha. When you're saying to five women, one of you, the rest will be engaged, and the sisters not, because the sisters, even if it's one of them, they might be one of those five, but you don't know which one it is. So it's a kedushin she'en misrun lebia. That's how he learned the halacha, the resha, that it's not isho bita ba'achas. It was one of the two, and that's not going to work, because it's kedushin she'en misrun lebia. Why does he have to say kulchem and one of the two sisters? So Rashi says, because since the Mishnah says kulchem, it would be too challenging, as Rashi explains, to start changing that those words and even say, although the Mishnah said kulchem, it's not really kulchem, it's really one of them. And therefore, since the Mishnah said it's a case of kulchem, but again, the case of kulchem doesn't work, as Rav had pointed out, because that would be the case of at v'chamor, and therefore then the other ones should not be engaged. And the inference of the Mishnah is only the sisters that are not engaged. So rather, he explains it's kulchem going on the rest of them, and ve'achas mishtei achayis, and therefore again, the sisters will not work, again, reflecting on the case of the Reisha according to Rava, because it's a kedushin she'ein misrun lebia. So again, that's not a difficulty on Rava. So Gemara continues trying to ask on Rava's interpretation to support a biased contention that kedushin she'ein misrun lebia could still be a kedushin. Toshima. We learn in the Mishnah later on, Samach Dalam Beis, that says, Hamakadish is bito istam. If someone engages his daughter without clarification. In other words, the man, the groom, came to the father of these girls, of these daughters, and he says, Achas mibnosayach mukadeshesli. One of your daughters should be engaged to me. And the father received the kedushin. So one of his daughters are, but we don't know which one it is. So says the Mishnah, Ein ha-baygris bechlal. His daughters that are over 12 and a half, that are already baygris, are not included in this suffix of being possibly engaged to this man. So in other words, if he has many older daughters, none of them are going to be in the suffix kedushin to require a get, because they're not in the father's domain for him to receive their kedushin. They're already they're adults. The father could only marry off his daughters when they're naira or younger, when they're under the age of 12 and a half. So that's what the Mishnah says. So the older daughters are not included in this. Now, says the Gemara, ha-katan is baklal. But it definitely sounds like that when he has a lot of younger daughters, he has a 6-year-old, an 8-year-old, a 9-year-old, that they will all require a get, even if there's many of them, because we don't know which one it is. And he received kedushin from this man. Now, ask the Gemara, v'amai, but why? Kedushin she'in misurin labiyin ninu. But these kedushin cannot lead to cohabitation, because you might be engaged to any one of these four sisters that are under the age of 12, and you don't know which one it is. So even though it's a kedushin mizafik, but it can't lead to bia, so therefore it shouldn't be a kedushin. So it's you have to do Rava, that refutes Rava, because here we see clearly that he will require a get to give to all of them, even though it's not going to lead to bia, so you see it's still considered a kedushin. So Amar Rava, Rava would tell you no. Hachamayiskinu, what are we talking about over here in the Mishnah Samach Dalad? Is kishein sham ele gedei lo katana. It's actually only one older sister and one younger sister. Now, since as we explained, the older sister is not included in the suffix because she's a begerah, she's over the age of 12 and a half. So the only possible kedushin is with the minor, so it's actually kedushin vade, it's definite kedushin, and that's why it would require a get. Now, says Rashi, most definitely, if there were many older sisters over the age of 12 and a half, they wouldn't be included, as we said, because the father has no rights in their kedushin. There would be kedushin with that one younger daughter who's the only one that's under the age of 12. Now, the reason why the Gemara had to explain that there's only one older sister and one younger sister is because obviously, as the Gemara is comparing, we're saying that we're comparing the younger sisters to the older sisters, and that's the dig that we're making, that, oh, the older sisters, plural, are not included, but the younger sisters would be. So that's why we have to explain that, no, there's no older sisters, there's only one older sister. Oh, so then who's the one that's included in this kedushin? Must be the one younger sister. But you're right, if there would be more than one younger sister, of course there wouldn't be a kedushin at all, because there wouldn't be Mr. and Labia. No, this answer of Rava, the Gemara says, but Habaygris Ketani. But we learn clearly in the wording of the Mishnah over there, in the plural it said that the older sisters are not going to be included in this kedushin safek, which therefore the inference of it is that the younger sisters would be included in the suffix, which sounds like that there is more than one. So how can you say that there's only one older sister, one younger sister? So the Gemara says, no, my baigris, what does the Mishnah there mean when it says it in the plural? It means baigris the alma, it means in general. I mean, in other words, every single man that has an older daughter, we're talking about baigris, all older daughters, meaning of any man that has one older daughter, those older daughters are not included in the kedushin that her father received, which could take effect on any one of his daughters. And therefore, yes, there's only one older daughter, and therefore one younger daughter. And that's why the kedushin doesn't take effect on the younger daughter. Now, that the Gemara asks, ihachi. That's the case, the way you're answering. That, okay, there's only one older daughter and one younger daughter, and the older daughter is not included. And when it says in the plural, it means in general, older daughters. Then maila memra. Then what's the necessity of the halacha and the Mishnah daf samach dalma beis? In other words, if you would say, as we had originally assumed, that there were many older daughters, so you would need that halacha to say for the inference, to be medayik and say, oh, but there are many younger daughters, and it would be teaching that even though it's a kedushin she'enim misur and labia, which you cannot have cohabitation because you don't know which one it is, then it's still going to be a kedushin. But now that you're explaining according to Rava that no, that you don't need that, in other words, there's actually not many older daughters, only one older daughter, one younger daughter, so you don't need the halacha itself, because we know that an older daughter is not going to be engaged because our father has no rights over her. And we don't need to tell you that regarding the inference, because obviously if the begeris, who he has no rights over, is not going to be engaged, there's only one daughter left, who is the minor. And that is a kedushin that's Mr. and Labia, because the father can marry her off and she's just the only one. So obviously it's going to be a kedushin, so what would the Mishnah be teaching us? So answers the Gemara, Hachma Yiskinu, what are we talking about over there? Is the Shavisei Shliach. Actually, the older daughter, the 15-year-old, actually appointed our father as an agent to say, whoever you want to, you could get me engaged to. I trust you, Tati. Ah, so Mao did Tema. So that's what the Mishnah is addressing over there. I would have thought to say, Ki Mekabel Kedushin, when the father receives Kedushin from a man who says, I want to get engaged to any one of your daughters, and he receives it, maybe Adaiti Didok Ki Mekabel. Maybe he did have in mind his older daughter. Maybe she should be included in this suffix, because although she's already an adult, but she told her father that she could receive Kedushin for her. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that a person would not leave an ability to receive kedushin from someone, from one of his daughters that he gets pleasure from, because the halacha is when his minor daughter, he actually gets the kesef of kedushin, he gets to keep the ring, he gets to keep that stuff, and definitely he wouldn't go ahead and be the shliach for his daughter who's the older one. Maybe he'll do it when he could, but if he's accepting for one of them, we would definitely say it's the ketana, not the gedayla, even though she made him a shliach. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. And therefore, we're saying it's for the minor, and that's a kedushin, Mr. and Labia. Now, on this answer, the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Milo eskinan da amrilei, don't you think it could also be talking about when the older daughter had told to her father, kedushi lididach, that you could keep my kedushin money, you could keep my ring, whatever it is that the man would engage me for, I just want to get married? And still the Mishnah sounds like it's saying that the older daughter would not be included. But why? According to your interpretation, it's only the reason why we say it's the younger one, not the older one, is because the younger one he gets hana from. But here he would be getting hana from the older one too. So why would that then be the halacha, the Mishnah, that the older one would not be included in this suffix? So the Gemara says, afila hachi. Even so, even if, let's say, she would say, you could keep my kedushin money, leishavik inish mitzvah de rami aleo, a person would not leave a mitzvah that is incumbent on him, intrinsically, because as the pasuk says in Yirmiyah, it says v'espenaseichem tnu la'anashim. There's a responsibility for a father to marry off his daughters, but that's only by a minor daughter who's still in his domain. We wouldn't say he would leave that v'avad mitzvah de l'rami aleo, and that he would do a different mitzvah that's not incumbent upon him. Meaning, yes, his older daughter, that's her responsibility now. She's already an adult. Now, of course, you could try to help her, but if he's receiving a kedushin, one kedushin from this man, we assume that it's going on the minor because that's the mitzvah that he has a responsibility for. She's still a minor, and therefore, that's what the Mishnah there says. That is the chiddush of the Mishnah, to say that we're not going to suspect it's for the older one, even though she made him a shliach, and that's why it's only one minor daughter, and therefore, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. And it doesn't refute Rava because it is a kedushin, Mr. and Labia, because there's only one minor daughter. So the Gemara continues asking, Toshima. In the Mishnah, again, the Samach Dalam at base, says, Mishish le shtei kiti banis mishtei nashim. Someone has two groups of daughters from two women, meaning he has two wives, and each wife had two daughters. Now, Va'amar, he said as follows, Kidashti is biti hagadoyle. He says, look, I engaged my older daughter, ve'ini yedea. Now, I don't know what I meant, what I did when I engaged my older daughter. Im gadoyle shebigdoyle. Was it the oldest of the oldest, meaning from the first wife, from those two daughters, who that was the first wife, and they're older than the two sisters from the second wife. So when I said the older, did I do the oldest of the oldest? Or v'im gedolah shebiktanas? Or maybe it was actually the older one of the younger sisters, meaning from the second wife. Or maybe im ketanas shebigdailas. Maybe actually the one I had engaged was the youngest one from the first wife, from the older group of sisters. And how would that be the older? Shegedolah min hagedolah shebiktanas, because she's the older than the oldest of the youngest, meaning from the second wife. Which, as Rashi points out, obviously, that suffix would include also the middle sisters from the first wife, from the older sisters. Because in regards to the second wife's daughters, who they're all younger, they're all considered the younger one. Any one of the middle sisters or any of the sisters, just it's even the youngest sister of the older sisters, meaning from the first wife, would be considered a gedolah in contrast to the second wife's daughters. So he says, I'm not sure what I meant when I said older. Says the Mishnah, Kulan Asuras. So all of these girls are going to be forbidden to other men until they're given a get. And this even actually, as Rashi says, includes even the middle sisters of the younger sisters, meaning of the second wife. Because in regards to the youngest sister of the second wife, they're all considered a gedolah. They're somewhat of an older sister. So they're all going to be forbidden, chutz miketanas shebiktanas, except for the youngest of the youngest. Meaning, the youngest daughter that he has from both wives, meaning the first wife, they're all older, and the second wife, they're all younger, but the youngest of the youngest, that's the only one that's not going to require a get, because she's definitely not the older. She's not older than anybody. But all the rest will require a get. That's the opinion of Reb Meir. Now, what we see from Reb Meir's halacha is that when someone engages two sisters without saying one of two sisters without saying anything, that both of them are going to require a get, not like Rava, because it's exactly what happened over here. Here, there's a bunch of daughters, a bunch of sisters, that one of them, we don't know which one it is, the Gedailah, and we're saying that even though you don't know which one it is, it's a Kedushin She'in Masur and Labiyah, because you don't know, it might be the oldest of the oldest, the oldest of the youngest of the oldest, and still we say that they're going to require a get. Obviously, it's a Kedushin, even though it's not Masur and Labiyah, that refutes Rava. So the Gemara says, what we're talking about over here is Kisha Hukru. Actually, they were recognizable. In other words, when he had made the Kedushin for one of his daughters, for this quote, Gedailah, he specified which one. At that time, he knew which one. But then they got mixed up. In other words, he forgot which was the one that he was calling the Gedailah at that time, that he had specified that he knew which one. So that's why it's going to be a Kedushin, because it was Mesur and Labir. Now he just doesn't recall. So, okay, fine, but the Kedushin was a Kedushin at that time. It wasn't that even at that original time he didn't specify. If he didn't specify, so it's not a Kedushin Masur and Labiyah. Yes, then it wouldn't be a Kedushin. He did specify, but now he forgot. That's where the doubt comes in, that Rameh says, okay, so now they're all Safik Kedushin, you got to go ahead and give them all a get, besides the youngest of the youngest. And the Gemara says, Dekinami Diktani, actually a precise reading of that halacha actually indicates, as we're interpreting now, because the wording that's used is that the father says, Eina Yodeya, I don't know in the present. V'leketani ein yidua. He didn't say that it wasn't known in the past tense. Shema mino, you can infer from there. It's only now that he doesn't know. But when he made the Kedushin, he did know back then. That's why it was a Kedushin at that time. That was Masur and Labiyah. And that's why it is a Kedushin. Just now you don't know. Out of doubt, you're going to require all of them to have a get. Now, that the Gemara says, Yihachel ma'ala memra. Then what's the necessity of saying this halacha? Obviously, you don't know this guy that you engaged him to your oldest daughter, and at that time you made it, and now you can't recall. So obviously you would require all of them to have a get out of Suffolk. What's the chiddush? So the Gemara says, Lafuki mid Rabbi Yasi. The chiddush is to exclude from the halacha of Rabbi Yasi, who he says later on in the other parak, Samachdal Amid Beis, that he actually disagrees with this halacha of Reb Meir, and he says that all the sisters are going to be permitted to marry other people without a get, except for the oldest of the oldest. Because the Amr, he says, Leimachas inish nafshi l'sveik, a person would not put himself in a position of doubt to, even though he, at that time, he says that he specified, just now he can't recall. So Rabbi Yisi's opinion is, and that's the machlik, is that's why Reb Meir's halacha was necessary to exclude from the other opinion of Rabbi Yisi, that Rabbi Yisi held that you would never mention the term gedolah, the older sister, if not that you meant the oldest of oldest sisters, because then if you're going to forget, that it shouldn't be a doubt, you'll know clearly what it meant. It must have meant the oldest sister, because he says a person wouldn't say something that could possibly put themselves in the position of doubt. And if you don't know which one it meant, and it could mean any one of the oldest, you would be putting yourself in a very difficult predicament, because then None of them are going to be engaged. They're all going to be grushas now. It's going to be challenging. So he says, it will only be the oldest of the oldest that needs a get, because it's definitely meant her. That's Kamashmal, and that's what Rebbe was coming to teach, not like Rebbe Yisi, the Machas Inish, Nafshalus Veka, that a person would put himself in the position of doubt. And therefore he says, you would call your older daughter, even the youngest of the older, or whatever the combination besides the youngest of the youngest, and that's why he says they all require a get. But again, it's not that at the time of the Kedushin that we didn't know, we did know. And therefore it was a Kedushin of Mesir and Labia, it's only now that we don't know, and therefore they all require a get. So the Gemara continues Toshima, again another Raya from a Mishnah, Masechet Yevamos, not like Rava. The Mishnah says, Misha Kiddush Achas Mishtei Achayas. If someone engaged one of two sisters, now the any day is a Kiddush, he doesn't know which one he got engaged to. Says the Mishnah, Noisin Get Lezuba Get Lezuz. He's got to give a get to either one of them. Now that's not like Rava. Since it's one of the two sisters, you don't know which one it is, it's a Kiddush She'in Mesirin Labia. And yet, we see that it's a Kiddush. That's why, out of doubt, you have to give each one of them a get, not like Rava. So the Gemara says, no, as it answered before, Hacha Meiskin, what are we talking about within the Mishnah Masechet Yevamos? Kishahukru Ulab Saif Nesarvu. No, when he got engaged, he knew which one it was. It just, now he's confused because they look similar. But at the moment he knew which one there was, now he forgot. There the halacha is, of course, at that moment when you did the Kiddushin, it was Mesurin Labia, you knew she was the one, you gave her the ring. At that moment, you could have done B with her. Now, later on, they're identical, and you're like, I don't know which one it is. Now you got to give both of them a get, because the Kiddushin was, at that moment when it took effect, the Kiddushin Mesurin Labia, now you don't know. Okay, you got to give each one of them a get. And the Gemara says again, Dekin Nami Diktani. The interpretation that we're giving is actually precise like this, because the words used in the Mishnah over there is Eino Yudeya. He doesn't know now in the present moment. For like Ketani Eino Yudua doesn't say that he didn't know, because he did know then. It was a Kedusha Mesirin Labia. It's only now that he doesn't know, and that's why you have to give a get to each one of them. So the Gemara asks, as it did in the previous Raya, Ihachim Ma'alememra. They said, of course, what's the necessity of saying the Halachim in the Mishnah Masechet Yevamos? Of course. If you engage one of two sisters and you don't know which one it is now, of course you're going to have to give it, because it's a Savak Deraisa of an Eish HaSish, and you don't know which one it is. So what's the Chiddush? So the Gemara says, Sefer Isser Chalei. It's the end of that Mishnah. You're right, that halacha is pretty obvious, but it's the continuum of that Mishnah, the end, which was, there's a Chiddush over there that we had to say this for. Because the Mishnah there concludes and says, let's say this guy who engaged one of two sisters, and he knew at the time, but then he forgot, and then Mace, then he dies. V'loy ach echad, and he has one brother. So the halacha is chaylitz l'shteihem. So that one brother has to do chalitza to both of these sisters. The reason being because he doesn't know which one's his yevama, meaning his brother died without any children, so he has to do yibum, but he can't do yibum because, okay, which one of you is the real wife? He doesn't know which one is the yevama. Now, neither can he do chalitza to one of them and then do yibum to the other one, because that makes the other one, possibly Achais Chalutzasa, it's the sister of the one woman that he gave Chalitza to, who's rabbinically forbidden to him as long as the Chalutz is still alive. And neither can he do Yibum first to one of them and then do Chalitza to the other one, because maybe the one that he's doing Yibum first to is not his Yavama, and he's engaging in what's called Achais Kukasai. The halacha is that the woman that is the Shemeris Yavam, that his brother's widow, who is anticipating Yibum from him, on some halachic level, she's considered like his wife, because there's a zika, there's a connection already between the two of them that is waiting from Shemayim for her to be his wife. And therefore, if he would go ahead and have beer with that woman's sister, it would be a violation of Achayis Kukasai, so he wouldn't be able to do Yibim at first, because it might be Achayis Kukasai. Neither can he do Chalitza first and then do Yibim to the other one, because that's going to be Achayis Chalutzasai. So therefore, says the Mishnah over there, he has to do Chalitza to both of them, because they might be the Yavama. So out of doubt, you do Chalitza, but you can't do Yibim to either one of them. Now, says the Mishnah, Hayloi Shnayim. Let's say this guy who ended up dying without children, without ever clarifying, without ever giving a get to either one of them, and not knowing which one's the wife. And let's say he has two brothers that survive him. So there the Mishnah says, the halacha is that Echad Chalitz, so one of the two brothers has to do Chalitza first to one of the women, and the Echad Miyabim, and then the second brother, if he wants to do Yibim to the second woman, he could do Yibim. Now, the reason being is very simply is because if it turns out that the first woman that the first brother had done Chalitza to really wasn't the wife, and it's only the second one that's the wife that this guy is doing Yibim to, it's very good. So he's fulfilling the mitzvah of Yibim, because it turns out he's getting the right one. Now, and if it really turns out that it's actually the sister of the woman, meaning the first one that had Chalitza done to her, she was the real widow, and the sister over here is the sister of his brother's wife, So that's also okay, because now he's not engaging achaisuk ukasai, because once his first brother did chalitza to the first one, that already removed the zika bond, and now it's not achaisuk ukasai, and neither it is achais chalutzasi, because he didn't do chalitza to the real yavama, and therefore he could go ahead and, whether you call it yibum or just get married to that second sister, he could go ahead and do yibum tar. So that's the halacha, how it should be done. You should first have one brother do chalitza to one of them, and the other brother do yibum to the other one. Now, says the Mishnah, im kadmu v'kontzu. Let's say these two brothers, they don't consult with Bezdin. Rather, they know that, remember these sisters, our brother who died without any children, he didn't even know which one he engaged. You take that one, and I'll take that one. They both go ahead and marry both of them. Says the Mishnah over there, im mitzin oisim b'yadam. So then, Bezdin does not make them divorce and any of these two women. And even if it turns out that the first one wasn't doing yibum to the yavama, because actually the second brother was the one that married the yavama. The first one actually married the sister of the one that really had the zika bond. But the halacha that Mishnah is telling us is that once the second one ended up marrying the second sister, so that, even if that was the right one, will remove the zika bond from the first one. So the first one, although he violated the halacha of marrying the chesuk ukasai, but since that's only rabbinic law, so the rabbanan did not penalize him to have to divorce her and not stay married to her. Although we said the halacha really should be that one should first do chalitza, the other one do yibum, and not have both of them do yibum. But still, the halacha is that once they both did do, not yibum, because one of them is yibum, the other one is just the sister of the yavama, but if both of them went ahead and consummated the relationship, so then they could maintain it. Even though the first one maybe violated achaisa kukasai, but it's only rabbinic, and now it's not as achaisa kuka anymore, so you can maintain the marriage with her. Now, that is what the Gemara is saying, is that this is what this Sefer of the Mishnah is coming to teach, a chiddush. You're right, the Reish of the Mishnah, we said, is not a chiddush, because, of course, it was a kedusha misrin labia, and only later on you don't know, so of course you got to give a get to either one of them. But what it is teaching is that dafke michlitz, that the appropriate procedure should be that one of the two brothers should first go ahead and do chalitza to one of them. And vahad the yivumi, and then the other brother should go ahead and do yibum to the second sister. And then, as we said, then mimanav shach, either way you look at it, it's going to work out okay. Because if the second brother is getting the real woman that was engaged to his brother, so then he's doing yibum. And if not, then she's unrelated, then it's okay, because there's no problem, as we said, of achis zekukasai, of the sister of the one that zakukt him, which, again, we said that could be a problem like achis ishtai, because once the first brother already did chalitza to the first one, who was the zekuka, who was the real yavama, so it's only him that has the problem about marrying the second one because of achis chalutza, that you can't go ahead and marry the sister of the woman that you did chalitza to. But that's only the one that did chalitza. The other brother who didn't do the chalitza is allowed to marry the sister of the one who had chalitza danta, and that's why the Mishnah is saying that's the appropriate order. But to have one brother first do yibum with one of them, and have the other brother then do chalitza to the second one, that's not an appropriate order, the kapaga b'chesuk ukasai, because then the first one to do yibum could potentially be engaging and consummating a relationship with the sister of the one that they're still zika to, because as long as the other brother didn't do chalitza to the other one, then they're all forbidden rabbinically, because that might be achesuk ukasai, because the other one might be the right one, the one that his brother will ultimately do chalitza for. And as we said, rabbinically, that's considered on some level like an achis ishtai, because there's a biblical connection, tenuous marital relationship you have with the yavama. And therefore, that's the chiddush of this Mishnah. Although one's going to do yibum, one's going to do chalitza, it should not be yibum of one and then chalitza of the other one. Rather, it should be chalitza of one and then the yibum of the other one, because if you do it the other way around, you might be engaging in achesuk ukasai. So again, it's not a difficulty on Rava. But the Gemara continues asking, Tashima, also there from that Mishnah Masechta Yavamas, asking again on Rava. The Mishnah there says, Shnayim Shekitcher Shtei Achayas. So the first case was talking about when one man gets engaged to one of two sisters, and again, we said it happens later on, but you didn't know which one it is. Here it's talking about when you have two different people, unrelated people, they got engaged to two sisters, they're on the Shidduch scene, and two guys get engaged to the two sisters. Now the problem is, Ze'eni Dei Eizeh Kiddush, this guy doesn't know which sister he got engaged to, V'Ze'eni Dei Eizeh Kiddush, and this guy doesn't know which one of the sisters he got engaged to. So the halacha of the Mishnah says is, Ze Noisen Shnei Gittin, so this guy has to give two Gittin, V'Ze Noisen Shnei Gittin, and this guy has to give two Gittin, because neither of them knows which one it is. But one thing we see is not like Rava, because obviously these are kedushin she'ein misurin lebiya, because neither one of them knows. She might be an Ashes ish. We don't know who's what. An achlis ishtoi, and therefore they both have to give gittin. But in the kedushin she'ein misurin lebiya, and yet still we see they're considered kedushin to require get. So the Gemara answers, like I said before, here it's also talking about where, no, they knew when they got engaged, but they're maybe identical twins or whatever it is, they got confused later on. So therefore, since at the time of the Kedushin it was valid, so that's why they both have to give gittin to both of them. As the Gemara says, as we said before, it's actually precisely read like this, not difficulty on Rava, because it says that they don't know in the present tense. It doesn't say that they didn't know. No, you could infer that they did know at the time of the Kedushin. It was Mr. and Labia. It's only later on that they don't know. So then the Gemara asks, so then what's the necessity of saying that halacha? Of course. Of course both are going to require because you don't know and it was a valid Kedushin. So the Gemara says, as I said in the previous halacha, here's a similar type of halacha. It's also required to say regarding after the person dies and regarding Yibim Chalitza with the brothers, also regarding the appropriate procession, how to go about doing it. It's the end of the Mishnah that's teaching us a Chiddush in Halacha. The Mishnah goes on to say that Mace, if let's say both of these guys who were engaged to one of these two sisters, they both die. Ulazeach, ulazeach. And each one of them has a brother that survives them. Says the Mishnah, Zecho ilis lishtein, v'zecho ilis lishtein. Either one of those brothers, both of those brothers, have to do chalitza to both of them, because either one of the women might be his chalutza, his shemeres yavim. Now, ulezeh echad ulezeh shnayim. Now, in that the Mishnah continues, however, if ulezeh echad ulezeh shnayim, let's say one of these men that had this suffix addition had one brother surviving him, and the other man had actually two brothers surviving him. So the Mishnah continues as we continue on the top of Nun Bezim and Aleph, ha'echad chalitz lishtein. The one brother, in other words, the one that had only one surviving brother, who, as we said, obviously cannot do yibim to any one of them because either one of them might be achay suku kasai, she might be the sister of the one that's really the yavama. So he goes and he has to do chalitza to both of them. Now vashnaim, the one that has two surviving brothers, what you do is echad chalitz vechad miyabim. What you do is actually, as we explained in the previous halacha, which we had asked on Rava, that so one brother does chalitza, and therefore, either way, it's going to take care of the problem because if that's the right Yavama, so now the other one's not a Chesed Kukasai. And if it's not the right one, so then the second one is the real Yavama. So the second one could go ahead and do Yibim with the second one, Meman of Shach. Now, Imkadmu Bukansu, but however, says the Mishnah in this case, if they go ahead and they marry both of them before asking, as we said in the previous case, that we're not going to make them divorce because, again, the biggest problem you're going to have encountered is maybe he had engaged a chayisuk kasai, but since it's only rabbinic, and once the second brother does the chalitza or does a yibum, it removes the zika bond, and therefore there's no problem but maintaining that marriage. Now, what the chiddush of the Mishnah in this seif is teaching us is davka. It's precisely only, however, if it was said, as the Mishnah said it, if mechlitz, if the one who has one brother, what we call the Echad, if he did Chalitza first to both of these women, the Had, the Yevumi, and then one of the second brothers, meaning then one of the one who had two brothers, after his first brother did Chalitza, that's when we said that one of these three brothers, meaning again, one man has one brother, one man has two brothers, then is the only way that we'll have that one of these men will be able to do Yibum with one of these women. Alva Yevumi, but to have one of the, when you have the one who has two brothers, to have one of those two brothers to do Yibim first, in other words, even after his own brother had done Chalitza to one of those two women, which again, as we explained in the previous case, therefore there's no more problem about Chesu Kukasai, but Vahadur Mechlitz, but it's going to be that the one is going to be doing Chalitza afterwards, where that is a case where we said that Loi, that then it's actually not going to be permitted. Now the reason being is because since the Yachid, the one who has one brother, didn't do Chalitza first to both of these women, you have to be concerned in this case of the Yibum that this second brother is doing, that maybe it actually wasn't his Yavama, maybe it's actually the Yavama of that other man's brother, that it was actually that other man who had engaged that woman. So it turns out that this guy who's marrying this woman is the kapaga by Yavama Lashuk. He's encountering the Issa de Raisa of marrying a Yavama who is designated for the Yavim, and another man goes out and marries her. In other words, she's going to end up marrying someone that's not her Yavim at all. And she's going to be married to him first without having chalitza from the true Yavam. And the reason being is because she might be the other man's wife. We didn't know who's who. And if that's the case, that man who had one brother, it's her, he's the Yavam of her. So if that second brother goes ahead, although we said that he can go ahead and do Yibum, if he's coming after the chalitza of his brother because it takes care of all the problems, that only takes care of the problem of Chesed Kukasa. But the problem of Yavam Lashukah wouldn't take care of. And therefore, that's the chiddush of this Mishnah, that the order has to be, first, the single Yavam, the one that has, the man who has only one brother, he does chalitza to both. Then, from the one who has two brothers, one brother does chalitza, and then the other brother goes ahead and does Yibum. As Rashi points out, regarding the halacha of saying that the chiddush of the Sefer is to teach us that you have to first have the chalitza of one of the when you have the two brothers, that one of the brothers should do chalitza first and that the other one should do yibum, that Rashi points out that wouldn't be a necessity for this sefer of the Mishnah to say as a chiddush, because that's exactly what we learned from the previous halach of the Reisha, which said that that's a problem of a chesed kukasa. So we said that when there's only one guy, not two guys, one man, and we said there's two brothers, so that one brother does chalitza first and then the other brother does yibum, where again the only problem you'll be encountering over there is the rabbinic halach of a chesed kukasa. We said that's, but it has to be in that order that you don't encounter a chesed kukasa. Here in this case, where there's two men, and one man has one brother, and one man has two brothers, that is adding a new dimension, which is actually an issa d'oraisa to say that first that guy has to go ahead and do chalitza to both, and then there's chalitza and yibum, again, because if not, you're actually encountering an issa d'oraisa, not of just a chesed kukasa, which is rabbinic, but actually of yavam l'shuk, that a woman is not allowed to go ahead and marry anyone else until she first resolves her zikabon with her yavam, either through Yibum or Chalitza, and here she might be that one single Yavam's Shemeris Yavam, Zakuka, and therefore you can't do it any other order because you might be encountering the Issa Deraisa of Yavam Lashuk. And therefore that's what the Sefer of the Mishnah was coming to teach us, and that's why it's not a difficult day on Rava, it's not regarding the Reisha, because of course it's talking about that you knew the Kedushin at the time, so of course it's a Suffolk Kedushin and you're going to require a Gittin, rather the necessity of the Chiddush is regarding the Sefer of that Mishnah.